it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for some air fryer easy Halloween cupcakes. These are absolutely brilliant. They look out this world amazing, yet there's not been much effort put into them. I mean, you know, sometimes you look at cupcakes and you think, oh, wow, I couldn't possibly achieve that. And you're like, well, actually, they are so ridiculously easy, you could leave your six-year-olds in charge of it. That's how easy these cupcakes are. And of course, do head over to recipethis.com and search Halloween cupcakes because you've got to see the photo of them because they really do look top notch. So these actually came about, we actually did these last year because Halloween had already happened, so I didn't want to share them on Recipe This because it felt a bit weird saying, oh, this is what we made around Halloween to you all in mid-November, it just felt wrong. So I kind of held on to them for a year so that I could share them with you in time for Halloween this year, because that's kind of the thing that food bloggers do. And today we've also got the Foods in Season podcast episode. And if you listen to that, we actually talk that today is a holiday, a food holiday. And today is National Eat Your Kids Candy Day whilst they were at school. Yes, can you believe such a day exists? But we all do it, don't we? We're all like, oh, they've got so much candy. They won't notice if I just pinch some of these Haribos or just some of these sweets. And they're just so lovely. And they get such a brilliant mix of stuff that they get. I mean, my kids filled enough to fill two massive carrier bags full of sweets. I don't know how they got so many. They just do. They're cute, you know? So anyway, this recipe for Halloween cupcakes came about because we'd got a cupcake mix from a shop, and I thought, I can make cupcakes myself, but I wanted it for all the accessories that came with it. So that's why I got it, because it came from Georgia Asda, which is like Walmart if you're in the US. And basically what it was in this pack, you got the beautiful little cocktail stick thingies that said Happy Halloween on. And you also got cupcake liners that were Halloween inspired. And I thought, well, how much it would cost me just to buy them on their own, I might as well just get these box mixes. So I got two box mixes. And then what I did is I made a batch of our air fry cupcakes. So I'm talking the muffin liner before you've put the buttercream on and whatnot. So we made a batch of those, or I should say the lovely Dominic did. And then we also made a batch of our Thermomix buttercream. And both of those recipes are on recipethis.com. So what we'd done is we'd made the cupcakes, we'd made the buttercream. So we'd done it like our normal air fry cupcakes, but beyond the point of colouring the buttercream. So if you're with me so far, those are the two things we did first. And then we had these box mixes. So these cupcakes were instead being made in these cute little Halloween cupcake liners instead. And then what we did is with the buttercream, we spread it out between different bowls. And that way, we could then colour each of these bowls. So with favourite food colouring, we could then do, you know, a bright orange one for pumpkin colour, a blue one because you always see bright blue for Halloween. You could do a black one, you could do a spooky white one. There is so much choice. And then alongside this, we used leftover sweets and candy the kids had been given when we'd taken them trick or treating. So we literally did this a year ago today on the 1st of November. And then you've got all those little eyes you get when you go trick or treating, and they look great on the top of a cupcake. So that's all we really did. So running through the recipe, firstly, we made a batch of the muffins for the cupcakes. And then we lined the cupcake tins with paper liners and added a heaped tablespoon of cupcake batter to each. We then air fried them for 12 minutes at 160 Celsius, 320 Fahrenheit. And then whilst the air fryer was cooking the muffins, we made the buttercream. Then into a few bowls, food colouring into each. Add a little at a time, keep stirring because you don't want it over coloured. Into piping bags, then when the muffins were cool, we buttercreamed the top of them with our favourite piping attachments, and then added in the Halloween candy, and you've got Halloween cupcakes. Oh, and they're just absolutely amazing. And it's just something different, and how you can adapt a box mix to work for yourself or all these other little cupcake accessories that the supermarkets are selling. And paper liners, they don't go off. So when it's like 2nd, 3rd of November, go and buy them, because they're selling them cheap then, because Halloween is over and done with. So hope you had a lovely Halloween yesterday. Hope you've eaten all the, you're getting through all those sweets and left the kids some. And here's to a wonderful November. Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter, where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen, and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.